Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Brad Bigs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Parks. Bigsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Brad is talking to us live from an airplane in Los Angeles on his way back to Chicago. And I got to tell you, buddy, that was a long way to go for a short cup of coffee.
Yeah, I think the only individual with a worse weekend was former Score contributor Kevin Goldstein, who apparently masterminded the Astros cheating scandal, gentlemen.
We'll get on that. Today's a Built for Tough Bears Monday, Brad. Got enough to cover now. Let's stick to football. So last night, enjoyed or appreciated your video of Mitch walking off the field, and he did not look like he was that, you know, compromised. What did you observe after the game, and was he hurt or was he benched?
Well, he looked like he was limping even worse, you know, after he came out of the locker room, after leaving the field there. Yeah, if they're going to bench him, I think you bench him at a different point in that game, not with 3:30 to play, and not with another very poor effort, another first half without points. Sure, the kicker had something to do with that as well, but 4.4 yards per pass attempt again. Just an abysmal outing for him and the offense as a whole.
And you know, obviously, Brad, you don't bench him for the Giants game. This is a winnable game coming up.
Right.
Now, I don't know if any game is winnable for the Bears the way that offense plays.
The Giants are pretty bad.
That, yeah. Giants are a bad team. So you're coming home against a bad team. You would, if you want your quarterback to perform for the rest of the year, which I'm sure they do, don't you need to build his confidence up by giving him an awful opponent?
This wasn't a benching. You know? Yeah. How injured the hip is, maybe we'll get some clarity a little bit later on in the week, but I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for that. We'll just have to see what unfolds. The problem is, the starter doesn't have any upside right now. The backup clearly doesn't have any upside right now, and it spoiled what was another nice effort by the defense.
Our conversation with Brad Biggs is brought to you by Amazon. Okay, Brad, I know the Bears have bigger problems than their kicker, as you point out in your 10 thoughts, and I am paying attention. But I still think that giving him something to think about, adding some pressure to Eddie Pinheiro, bringing some guys, take a look. You cannot talk about accountability and then let what he's been doing pass.
Or keep the quarterback in the starting position. Listen, I don't think you need to have a tryout for him to realize he's got to start making kicks or he's going to be out of his job. You know, that's reality. When you see some of these kicker tryouts that are happening around the league the last 4 weeks, these names, it's just totally uninspiring. So the guy's got to do a better job. He doesn't have a whole lot of a leash, in my opinion. They went through so much to get to him in the first place. I think they give it a little bit more room. What we don't know is how he's performing in practice, but he can't go out there and miss 2 kicks again next week and be comfortable in his role. Nagy would have to admit that they've got to at least consider some other options at that point, but I don't have a problem with him sticking that out. I mean, he's way down their list of problems right now. He really is.
Did the Bears play well enough on defense to win that game? I mean,
oh yeah,
17 points is totally, yeah.
They played, a couple mistakes. Kyle Fuller drops a pick. Eddie Jackson and Buster Screen get split for that 50-yard shot to Cooper Kupp right there late in the second quarter. Defense played really well. I mean, and that's a Rams team that's, okay, guys. It's a Rams team that was missing two of Jared Goff's three best targets in, right, the, in the passing game. It's a Rams offense that had a cast of nobodies with Andrew Whitworth, the left tackle on the offensive line. Got to give some credit to former Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer. He did a really nice job with that line, getting them ready to run the ball well enough to keep the Bears off balance. Yeah, don't cry.
Yeah, that was really rough.
Okay, so Brad, when you look at David Montgomery, Tom Thayer said something pretty interesting. Said he left some yards on the field by not necessarily reading the blocks correctly. He suggested that he spend a little more time around the offensive lineman. What did you think of Montgomery's play?
You know, I didn't think a lot of it last night. I actually thought Tariq Cohen had a nice game, had a couple nice runs. You finally saw him hit, I believe, two runs for 12 yards, so he got over 10 yards. And he's a guy that's been running a little bit too east and west this year, and he made a couple plays in the passing game. Really nice catch on the touchdown throw. But when the opponent's got a cornerback like Jalen Ramsey that can erase Allen Robinson, and that's what he did, the Bears' secondary targets aren't good enough to win a game for him.
Yeah, you mentioned the Rams being down a couple of receivers. What about the Bears without Shaheen and Burton?
Yeah, what about them?
You don't put them in the same category?
No. Could be addition by subtraction. I don't know.
You did make a good observation, Brad, I thought, when you talked about Mitch's, you know, when number of passes. And when he has 43 pass attempts and 9 passes the Rams defended, basically were credited with on the stat sheet, that says a lot about 1 out of every 5 throws. That's not great for your quarterback necessarily. It says a lot about the quarterback.
Yeah, it says, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just he, you know, falls off his throws. He, doesn't read the field well. I mean, how dramatically this thing has regressed is a little mind boggling. It really is. Although I think we got some false positives from him last season, especially in the second half of the year. But this is you're not supposed to drive a car in reverse this fast, I don't think.
When we talk about, okay, the Bears would have to win out effectively to make the playoffs, and they're 2 games below 500. I'm not talking about the playoffs. But when we talk about what you have left in your season, what do they have left in their season? What do they have to prove? What do they need to do? And it's not just pride.
I think you're talking about, you're hoping that you can see some young guys step up and make some plays. You're hoping that Rashad Coward can develop for you at right guard. You're hoping that maybe they call up one of the tight ends and they start making some plays. You know, Anthony Miller had a couple nice plays yesterday, 6 catches for 54 yards. It's been mostly a disappointing season for him. You're hoping that second-year wide receiver can make some plays here in the final 6 games of the season. You're hoping maybe David Montgomery can have a couple big games. So I think you're looking for younger guys to establish some confidence and have some success.
Roquan, I thought, played a good game. He looked like he's back.
Game.
Yes.
Yeah, he had a really good game.
And
really good game.
You'd like to have – I know that, you know, Mac's not on the score sheet, but I believe maybe Leonard Floyd jumped on a couple piles, so he made a couple assists or something, but come on.
Yeah, Mac, I mean, he's on pace for what, like 8 sacks, guys? 9 maybe?
Yeah, 8 sacks, I think. Brad, in your locker room work after the game, did you find out what happened on the Cooper Kupp 51-yard completion when he ran by Buster Skrine and Eddie Jackson?
They were going to bracket Cooper there. They were looking for something much shorter on a 3rd and 5 play. And the Rams hit him with the one thing that's difficult to defend with bracket coverage, and that's a vertical route. And that's why he ran right past both those guys, 50-yard play, and next snap goes to Gurley for a touchdown, and all of a sudden a 3-0 game's 10-0.
Yeah, that was a big one. And that's a guy that didn't have any pass reception yards against the Steelers, comes back and he hurts the Bears big.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a vertical guy, but they saw something that maybe they audible to it, and it was the perfect call at the perfect time for the offense.
And what was the deal with Cordarrelle Patterson's penalty?
He took his helmet off. I mean, mother of God, is that stupid?
I don't know. He hasn't talked in. I don't know when the last time he spoke was. So I can't give you an answer on that one. Hmm. We'll have to ask Tabor on Thursday, guys.
All right, Big Z. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with
Safe
you.
Safe travels, Brad.
All right, guys. Get to the bottom of that cheating scandal, fellas.
All right. We'll get right on that one. He's very, very concerned.
He's
with
worried
the
about it. He doesn't like it. That was our guy, Brad Biggs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.